Welcome to BrandonVaught.com, where today I'm talking with Sister Maria Suso. I've known Sister Maria for several years, dating back to our time in college together, back at Florida State. And what holds true then still holds true now. She's one of the holiest women I know, and she just exudes joy. A few years ago, Sister Maria joined the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, a religious order that is one of the fastest growing in the country. They began in 1997 with just 4 members, but have since exploded to over 120 sisters today. But what we're going to talk about now is that Sister Maria and a couple of her other sisters appeared on the American Bible Challenge. This is a biblical trivia game show on the Game Show Network, one of the highest rated shows, they say. And the first episode of the second season was last night, and Sister Maria and her sisters emerged victorious. And so we're going to talk about that, but before we begin, Sister Maria, it's so great to be talking with you, so great to see you again. So thank you for joining me. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I'm glad to be on your vlog.
Now, last night, we all caught it. You faced against two teams. One was the Preaching Divas, a trio of charismatic evangelical women who are very exciting to watch, and a trio of men who called themselves Anointed Ink. They're tattoo artists who try to bring the Christian message to the tattooing population. But as I mentioned, you guys, through a half-hour show, or about an hour show, I believe, eventually came out on top. Your biblical knowledge was supreme. What would you say was the most challenging part of that first show?
Well, Brandon, the show was a lot of fun. So I think the most challenging part of it was just staying on our toes, making sure that we answered quickly, especially in that final round. You know, we wanted to make sure we answered quickly, so we passed on a few and just tried to get those answers out right away, because it's not just about what you know, but how quickly you can access it and how accurately you can access it. So,
and how would you say that being a nun prepared you for the show? I know part of your daily regimen includes spiritual study and reading scripture. How did that prepare you for the sort of trivia questions that you had to answer?
Well, our daily life as sisters is very much a preparation for this kind of activity, as unusual as it might be. When we wake up in the morning, we start right away with the Office of Readings, which is part of the Liturgy of the Hours, which Catholics all over the world pray every day, especially priests and religious. And so that has long passages of scripture that we really dive into. And all throughout the day, we pray the Psalms and other parts of scripture, and of course have daily mass. And we also have a half an hour of meditation every morning, and most of the sisters will pretty frequently use scripture for that meditation. And then we also, in our formation process, study the scriptures. And so it's something that's very much a part of the fabric of our life.
I know that before I entered the Catholic Church, I was Protestant, and to us, Catholics had this reputation of not being very familiar with scripture. You know, they spent too much time praying to the saints, praying the rosary, focusing on tradition, and they weren't very conversant in scripture. That was the common view. Yet, as we both know, Catholics are grounded in the Bible. What do you think shows like this do to help change that misperception that Catholics don't know the Bible too well?
Well, I would hope that a show like this would kind of wake people up to the idea that maybe this is a stereotype. I mean, I think it is true that Catholics tend to be less conversant in scripture, the chapter verse scripture, maybe some of the details. But we have a very good grounding if we go to Mass regularly in the stories of the scripture and in the deep meaning. And so I think that people who think that devotion to the saints or to the rosary is leading us away from scripture might want to discover that for themselves, because really all the saints were grounded in the scripture, and loving them and reading their writings leads one to the scripture. And also the rosary, I mean, that has been called a compendium of the gospel. It's a little gospel because we're meditating on the mysteries of Christ's life, and the more that we are familiar with scripture, the more we meditate on the scripture, the deeper our praying of the rosary, and vice versa. So everything that we do as Catholics is grounded in the scripture, whether we know it or not. So I hope that shows like the American Bible Challenge can help people to realize this and to look more deeply for where the scripture is and what's already going on in the traditional devotions of Catholic life.
And one thing that's always struck me about you and your order is the remarkable sense of joy that you all exude. I think it's very compelling, very attractive. Why is joy so important to the spiritual life?
Well, joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and it's a fruit of charity. And when we're baptized and when we're living in a state of grace, we have charity. We have God's presence within us, His love within us. And that can only lead to joy. So joy is an essential part of the spiritual life. And it's something that I think people often confuse with happiness in the sense of happy birthday or, you know, I'm so happy because this happened. But really joy is something much deeper, something that can exist even in the presence of great sorrow, something that Christ and Mary had even when he was in his passion. And so it's a deep sense of grounding in God, and a deep sense that his providence will always take care of us. And it's something that in our community is very present and finds its way out in a lot of laughter. And and just in our community life, enjoying one another, because love of God is always linked to love of neighbor.
Now, if somebody was watching the episode last night and saw you and your sisters just bubbling with this attractive joy, and they came up to you afterward and they said, how can I have that kind of joy? How would you respond?
Well, I would say, Brandon, that joy comes only through a deep relationship with God. And obviously we know that the best way to find that relationship with God is through the Catholic Church. So I would encourage them to seek out, if they are not Catholic, to seek out an RCIA program, which is a program that allows people to discover the riches of the church and to enter it if they are so convinced and given that grace. And also, if they are Catholic, I would encourage them to frequent the sacraments. If they haven't been to confession recently, then they should go, because that's a great way to come back to God, and really the only way to come back to God if we've been away from him, and to receive that joy again. And then to frequent the Eucharist, because in our community, we absolutely love the Eucharist. We have an hour of daily adoration, and we find our joy there in his gift to us, because Christ gives himself so completely and fully to us. And when we have him in our hearts and with us, then there can be nothing else but joy.
Now let's close with one more question, and it's probably the question that's on most people's minds after watching last night's episode, and it's this. How did you hone those spoon-flipping skills?
Well, the game Stick a Fork in It was a great delight for us, and, you know, so we got a little time to practice beforehand. Really, it's all about the distance that the fork is from the cup. So it's about this far, and you know, you just have to have the right amount of pressure. But I think it's a skill that most people could develop pretty quickly. But I will admit that the reason that I was last in line was because I was the least good at.
Well, the first will be last, and the last will be first. Well, Sister Maria, thanks again for joining me. And people can find out more about you and your sisters by visiting sistersofmary.org. And they should also like your Facebook page, which is actually quite popular, and it's at facebook.com/DSMME, and we'll have a link to that here as well. Also, be sure to check out the American Bible Challenge. It's on every Thursday night now at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and on the Game Show Network. And we'll all be eagerly following you and your sisters as you advance, cheering you on, hopefully, to the ultimate victory, which I think is a $100,000 prize, which you guys are using as a retirement fund for your founding sisters. I think that's very admirable. Sister, thank you so much again for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon. It was a pleasure.
And for more articles, interviews, book reviews, and more, check out my website, which is brandonvaught.com. Thank you.